Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
We can learn some very important lessons from the mistakes of David and Samson. We must never forget that our strength is from the Lord. If we're left to our own understanding and power for even a moment, we're sure to fail. Just because the Lord has been with us in the past does not guarantee that He will always be with us. God will not allow His children to continue in their own strength without taking measures to humble them and correct their thinking. And it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for Him, and He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for Him. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation. We must always regard that which is spiritual as far more valuable than the things of this material world in which we live. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We must not neglect those things that the Lord has called us to do, even as age or infirmity set in. The speed of our efforts may diminish, but our calling never does. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. The old saying, idle hands are the devil's workshop, is just as true as a man ages as it was in his youth. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. The warnings that the Lord sent to the churches in the book of the Revelation serve as illustrations of the same warnings which are appropriate for believers in our day. Who among the Lord's children has not felt his own heart grow cold towards the things of God from time to time? When that happens, it is always we who have left him, as we have disregarded the value of his fellowship and grace. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, that is, turn around, and do the first works. Are you content as you are, or do you long for his presence? My soul.